time for the Observation Deck with Gordo on this Wednesday morning. And it's brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you so much, Gregory. Well, let's start off and talk about being forever young, living forever. Death never getting its icy hand around your throat. Well, everybody's wanting to live longer. Not a lot of people want to do a whole bunch about it to live longer, but it's just we're more in America. We're more just tell me when they invent the pill that makes you live longer.
Right.
I'll take that every day.
Yeah.
Well, it is a combination of healthy habits for your body and healthy habits for your mind that will make you live longer. There's a big study that was done in Finland that the medical community has been talking about, trying to figure out how you need to approach life in order to get the most out of your years and the most years out of your life. So they said that it was a combination of things, and that if you want to have a healthy mind, you have to have a healthier body. Like, the things don't work independently. If your diet is still really poor, but you're doing the crossword puzzles to keep your brain in shape as you get older, that it's not going to work nearly as effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You need that moderate exercise throughout the week. And moderate exercise they define as that you're panting, but you can still carry on a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever can get
you. So like 5 minutes.
What's that?
Like 5 minutes.
Well, I think they said a little bit longer than that.
Because usually I'm panting after about 5 minutes.
And it has to be something that you can stick with. So you don't want to go so hard that you exercise so hard that it's you can do it for a couple months and then you take some time off and then you enjoy that time off so much because the exercise was so not enjoyable, makes it hard to go back to.
That'd be tough for me because I ball so hard.
Oh, you only know one speed.
Yeah, I just ball hard.
Yeah. And, yeah, think about what did you do in college that was exercise versus now? You guys used to play a lot of basketball.
I did all sorts of stuff in college, yeah.
But yet you probably swim more now than you did in college, don't you? Because
yeah.
You have a pool
mm-hmm.
that you're always jumping in.
Yeah. And leading up to Ireland, I was really good about doing something every day. I got to get back on that.
I know, that's the problem. You got to form habits. And
it's difficult now because it's so flip-flopping hot.
I know it. They said we're all on a cognitive aging clock, and anything we can do to slow down that clock, significant benefit. But as they mentioned these things, and they talked about these two groups, they had the control group, and they had the other group, and the other group had... They ate a specific diet, and they had a specific exercise routine, and they said, this is huge breakthrough. The group that did the things showed a 1 to 2 year age advantage
mm-hmm.
over the other group. These are people in their 60s and 70s. I was like, well, it's only 1 to 2 years.
Okay, but that was over just a period of time, though, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I'm just saying that my brain, my bartering, you know, Western brain here was going, okay, so you can be a 76-year-old instead of a 78-year-old, and I know that's not the right attitude.
Yeah.
I acknowledge I'm wrong.
You don't have the attitude, dog.
Yeah, on that deathbed, you would pay anything for 2 more Christmases.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So these people started the exercise and diet program in their 60s and 70s?
I don't know what their program and exercise was before that, but they followed the program during the, study.
They changed their habits. Yeah.
Yeah, changed their habits.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can't tease out the variable of, well, if they had done this all along.
Yeah, I would think that if you'd started a lot earlier that you could extend your lifespan even more.
And the other defeating thing about all this is we should all do what we can to increase the quality and quantity of our lives. But how many of us have known the person who lived healthy that just died young. I mean, many examples of it, and many examples of the person who just did not take care of themselves, and they lived a long time, and how much genetics is almost everything. And all of these kind of studies are really talking about the, you know, 10% of life that isn't genetics.
I disagree with that a little bit, just based on some of the things I've read recently, that mm-hmm. genetics play a big factor when you hit your 80s, but mm-hmm. they play less of a factor in your first 7 or 8 decades. That's more diet and exercise and lifestyle. There are always going to be outliers, fit people who die young and really out of shape people who make it to 100. But I don't think we should base anything on the outliers.
No, get the most out of your genetics.
Yeah, and they're showing that genetics play a heavy role once you get really old, but they don't play much of a role in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
I don't know that I'd agree with that. I get what you're saying. I think the what we agree on is that you should do whatever you can. Mm-hmm. We certainly agree on that. But I also think that genetics is huge throughout your whole life.
Well, yes. I'll bring in that book because I think I've already reviewed it, but there's a whole chapter on this. And the new thinking is that, because forever, like Mickey Mantle, for example, you know, all the men in our family die young of heart attacks. That wasn't genetics. That was lifestyle. And I think over the years, we've said, well, yeah, his dad died at 52, so genetically, he's going to die at 52. And that's not the case. Genetics play a very, very heavy role in your later years, but not in your earlier years.
And I just heard Dr. Sanjay Gupta basically say the same thing 2 days ago, that especially when it comes to brain health, mm-hmm. that there is a lot we can do about it. And it's not just...
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a lot we can do about it.
Yeah.
You're right. But yeah, there is a reason why even people in their 30s and 40s are asked, did your parents die of colon cancer? Did you...
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And women are getting tested for this, you know, that gene that shows whether or not they'll have breast cancer and everything. So it's pretty important throughout life. But yes, we should do whatever we can to influence the factors in our life that can activate those genetics or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, the mind diet stresses a lot of leafy greens, berries, plus whole grains, poultry, and fish. And in the study, they didn't ban red meat, but they urged limiting it and limiting fast food and fried food and sweets.
Mm-hmm. That's cooking and brownies.
Yeah. Thank you, Javier, for giving us an example of what sweets are.
I'm good about all of that, but sweets are my weakness.
I know. You and I have both always had a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Craig used to always eat these cookies that had, it seemed like M&Ms were in them.
Rainbow Chips Ahoy.
Rainbow Chips Ahoy. That's what
those are
it was.
Great.
Loved those and Sixlets back in the day. Candy that I don't even know is being made anymore.
What does it say about drinks that have alcohol in them?
Well, I think universally they say that's bad now.
That's more new science. They're now talking about putting a cancer label on beer bottle and alcohol bottle, just like we do for cigarettes, because alcohol now has been proven to lead to 7 or 8 different types of cancer.
Yeah.
Alcohol consumption.
Nothing wrong with that.
Matt says there's nothing wrong with it, so I mean, I don't know what to do there. That. Yeah, I think we drinkers of the world were always holding on to that one study that said, didn't it say 2 drinks a day are good for you?
Right.
Or point to the one guy that they know that's still in his 80s, you know,
that's
had
right.
a happy
yeah.
hour every day
yeah,
at 5 right. o'clock.
And how many,
smoking.
How many of those 100 people that reach 100 years old, they always ask them, you know, what's the secret of life? And they'll say, yeah, a glass of whiskey a day. And
these cigars. These cigars have brought me through
yeah,
all these years.
Yeah, they're smoking a cigar. And and we all hold on to hope that that's the key. How great would it be if our vices were the thing that got us to 100 years of age?
That's funny because back to the genetics discussion, they say that if you make it to 100, that is all genetics.
Mm-hmm.
That almost no, the healthiest, best lifestyle, if you don't have the right genetics, you cannot make it to 100.
And which of us, I think all three of us, have longevity within a few generations of us, right?
Yeah. My grandmother was 102.
Yeah, yeah, but science. Then again, when I think about it, I don't know that anyone in my family made it to 100.
I don't think anyone in my family did either.
We got some 90s in there.
Yeah, we've got 90s.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Genetics isn't that big a deal. I'm going to...
see.
I think that as long as I cut out one candy bar a day, one of my 100 candy bars a day, I think that I can make it.
Like 3 to 1. I think you're good.
I think that I can make it. But yes, paying attention to the mind, and please, please, science, I'm begging you, invent the anti-Alzheimer's pill quickly. Because that is one of the scariest things.
Yes.
It's one of the emerging scares of my life, is just going, you know, that really would kind of suck there, losing the mind to dementia or Alzheimer's, or one of those things that hollows you out and you become a physical shell, and but your mind is either imprisoned or not there. I don't know which it is for Alzheimer's or dementia patients.
It's one of my biggest fears the last 5 years. That's why I started playing chess, just to try to keep the mind sharp, because I'm really, I mean, I'm turning 60 this year, and so I'm very into keeping track of every aspect of my body and mind, because now's the time you really got to start paying attention to it. Should do it a long time ago, too, but that's my number one scare, I think. I'd rather be a quadriplegic with a sound mind than of perfect body health with a mind that's gone. Cannot imagine how awful that would be.
What if God took a phone call right in the middle of your statement and only heard the first part of it? He's like, okay, all right, see what Craig ordered. And yeah, I know. And the other thing I worry about is novelty, is that I don't inject enough novelty into my life each day.
Yeah.
Because we are all kind of efficiency creatures, i.e. lazy creatures. And we always seek the routine that makes life easy and that you don't have to think about it too much, you know. So you go the exact same way home every day. You do not take on some new challenge because you're like, man, I'm mentally exhausted from my day. I don't want to then put myself through the pace of reading all these instructions and playing this new game or whatever. We're seeking, I think everybody as they get older, it's just seeking a lot of, shh, let's just, everybody's, please, let's just all calm down. Everything just be quiet.
That's the good thing about having a child late in life. I've now got this daily stimulus.
Yes, daily challenge of what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And it's fun to do it. And hey, I never would have picked up this game or hobby or toy if it hadn't been for this kid here.
Right.
And hey, this is pretty dang fun. You did rediscover the joy of play.
And my kids have been out of the house for a while, but I'm still having a hard time with that whole quiet thing.
Not talking about this.
Okay, George, once again, please. I will give you the name of a couples counselor.
It's become his signature line of humor.
Come on. I thought we were looking for funny jokes.
We are. We are. It's just, it's right. Just funny
just
jokes.
Sure.
It's just funny, tragic jokes. That's all it is.
Not tragic. Funny.